Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nida Daf Hei Amud Bet, about to analyze the next line in the Mishnah. Kitzad Daya Sha'ata, the Gemara, the Mishnah, gives us a very clear and explicit example of Daya Sha'ata. And it's a little bit strange because it adds in the notion that she's sitting in a bed, working with Taharot, gets out of the bed, sees Dam, and the idea is that only she is Tmeya, not the bed or the Taharot. What do we need the bed there for? Raskaba Taharot. Why don't we just have a case where she's working with Taharot, walks away, and sees Dam? So the answer is Hakamashpul and Tam the Daya Sha'ata. The only reason the things are the way they are is because she's a Daya Sha'ata woman. Ha made late, if she had retroactive tuma, then mita nami matamia. The bed is also tami, not just the taharot. Messiah le ziri, and that supports the contention of ziri. Damar ziri, made late shabanida, when we have this retroactive tuma, midura bonan, for a nida, osa mishkavu moshav le tami adam le tami begadim. And the way we're going to read that right now mean is that the mishkav and moshav, just like with the nida, anything she's sitting on or lying on or sitting on, even if she's not touching it directly, like it's underneath, has tumat mishkav and moshav, strong enough to metame a person who touches it, so that his begadim are tame. Now, and that's so the bed would be tame if she weren't dayashata. Remember, we're talking about a safek. And the bed itself is a davar she'en modat lishael, it can't be asked. And what's our rule about safek tumah v'chol davar she'en modat lishael, safek tahor? So Tirgam Ziri, Ziri himself explained it, k'shechavroteh nosot atam mita. He said, okay, but the case here has to be where the girl, where her friends are carrying her in the bed. So therefore the bed is sort of like the hands of her friends, and her friends are davar she'esh modat lishael. Now, but the problem is, the point is that we don't really need that extenuating circumstance. Rabbi Yochanan said that when you have a safek tumah, which is, it gets there by virtue of a person, so nishalina leha, then you do have to ask about it. Afilu beklimunacha bekarka, kamishayin sheish podat lishael. Even if it's a kli sitting on the ground, we consider it a davar sheish podat lishael, because he was human interaction involved. Then you don't need this case of the girls carrying her in the bed. The bed could be sitting there regularly. Okay, let's take a look at this. Watch this challenge. A guy was putting on a talit, and there were, as an example, taharot right near him, or he was tamei, he was tahor, and there were things that were tamei on his side, or taharot tamot mal rosho, or the same things above his head. Safek naga, safek lo naga. So when he put on the talit, maybe he touched it, maybe he didn't. Tahor, we say it's tahor. Even though this is tumah bab al yidei adam, if shalim ken naga, but if it's impossible for him to put the talit on without having touched it, then tamei. Shem Gamal says, we try an experiment. Tell him to put on his talit again and see if he touches them. Amrulo ain't shonim b'taharot. We don't do such things because he may do it differently the second time as opposed to the first time. Now, Amai, why is it tahor? Hasafek tumah b'bidei adam, who, based on Rabbi Yochanan's ruling, since the person was involved in the action, it should be davar sheish bo da'at lishael. The answer is bar minei ahi, which normally means that this is an exceptional case. It doesn't mean that here. It means that there's some information missing, which is the Tani Rav Shaya, Shutei Achid Sveikot Tavim Shutei Abim Sveikot Tahor. If it was really Shutei Achid, meaning he was inside, then when we don't know if he touched it, we would say it's Tamei, because it's considered Davar Sheish Bodat Lishel because of the human involvement. It was Shutei Abim, it would be a classic, Safek Tumah B'Shutei Abim, and of course Shutei Abim here doesn't have to be outdoors, it could just be like in a shul or a place where there's a lot of people. Okay, Gufa Amar Ziri made late Shabinida, when we have this retroactive Tuma and Nida, Osamishkav Moshav, Tadam Tameb Gadim. Okay, so now let's examine that. Ein Ivahaki Atavim Mechozoi. Avimi came from this place called Beit Chozoi, which is further east than all the Yeshivot and closer to the Gulf. He came with a bright in his hand. What did the bright say? Her mishkav and moshav during those 24 hours before, or back to the last bedikav was less time, are dealt with like maga'a. Now we think maga'a means something she touched. So in other words, the bed would have the same din as something she touched. Now, something she touched cannot be matame adam. Which means that the bed may be tame, but it can't carry tuma further. So Ziri's position is a little bit challenged. So I'm a Rav of a Tisbra. He said, think about it. Kalvachomer who? He's got this elaborate Kalvachomer to prove that the Mishkav and Moshev are Metami Adam. Umali, Macher, Samukav Tzmid Patil. Think about this. I have a pot, a piece of earthenware that has that proper cover over it that protects it. But if a Nida touches it during the 24 hours before she saw Adam, if she's not Dayashata, it is Tameh. Which means her power to be matame is stronger than a mate. Mishkavot and moshavot she'en nitzalin ba'olam mate. So certainly beds which aren't protected in olam mate, they're all tame. And in she'en nitzalin mate leit shemidina, certainly a need to be matame them. Okay, so therefore Ze'iri is supported. Va'avimi bechozar matnita kama, but he quoted a braita. The answer is we didn't read the braita correctly. Eima mishkava umoshava kemaga atzma. Maga'a doesn't mean a kli she touched. It means if she touches somebody. Ma maga'a tzva matamei adam tamei b'gadim. So if she, during those 24 hours, touched a person, he is tamei and his b'gadim are tamei. Af mishkava moshava matamei adam tamei b'gadim. So therefore, her mishkav moshav have the same power. So Ze'iri now is fully supported. Time to come to the Rava. We have a breita that supports Rava, which always raises the question, so why didn't Rava just quote the breita? Haro adam etamei l'eit. So she has retroactive tuma. Umahi metama, what does she affect? Mishkavot u moshavot, ochli numashkin, food and liquids. Uklicheres amukav tzamid patil. Here again is that interesting mention of the pottery that's covered with that kind of cover. Vanim uklikelet minyanat, this does not affect her count of yimei nida and yimei ziva. Vanim etamid bo'olam lemafrein, if she had relations with her husband during the previous 24 hours, he's not tamei as a bo'ol nida. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and says, metamid bo'olah, it is matame, but enomona elamishasharatai. He agrees that you only count from that moment that she saw it. However, haroa ketem matama lamafreya. She has two malamafreya. Mahi matama ochlin mashkim mishkon moshav. Same klicheres we have same patil. Same five things. Kokelat minya now. Her count now is messed up. Matame boala. And here everybody agrees that anybody who's boil her back from how far river back we're going to go with ktamim. We'll see that later in the masachet is tame. And it's too much shiva. Ve'ena mona elamisha sharatai. But she still starts counting only from the moment she actually saw Adam. Ve'zeh ve'zeh tolin. In both cases, we do not burn truma. We just let it be in limbo. Lochlin ve'lo sorfin. That's the breita. Now, ve'rava ish mi'alei matnita. If he already knew this breita, le matnita, let him just quote the breita. Ve'lo shvili alei matnita. If he didn't, kalvachomer nale. Where do you get the kalvachomer of the mukaf tzamid patil? The answer is, of course, the Olam Shmuel Matnita. He had heard the Braita. Imanita, I mean, the reason he didn't quote it, because the Braita was insufficient. It would have left us the impression that O Adam Obgadim, because it just said Mishkavot Moshavot. So I would think that they only have power to send Tuma one step further, but not if a person touches it, his Bgadim or Tamei. Tam Gadim Lo. Therefore, he gave his Kavachomer to show that it's even more powerful. Alright, Amar Avuna. That's Robert. Now, Amar Avuna. Eilech Benida. Lakodesh v'alo the truma. He says something which, in light of all the pieces we've seen so far, is somewhat radical. He says that the whole din of tuma made late back 24 hours is only for kodshim, not for truma. Now, ihachi, so the din gam ma'alot. So then, first question is, why isn't this listed among the other 11 ma'alot of kodesh over truma in the third parak of Masechet Chagiga, where it says that here are different things that we do for Kodesh, but we relax it, Lugabi Truma, Bitovel Kli, Bitoch Kli, etc. The answer is, Kiktani Hechad Yid Ledroar De Tuma. Those 11 things are all things where there really might be Tuma. Well, Hechad Yid Ledroar De Tuma, but where there's no real possibility of Tuma, and it's just a Siag, then Loktani, we didn't mention it. So, Meitave, watch this challenge. Mahi Matama Ochlin Mashkin. In the Brite that says, what is she matame? Food and drink. My love, ben de kodesh, ben de truma. Doesn't mean any food that's sanctified, including truma. No, de kodesh, only kodesh. So, toshma, Rabbi Yehuda omer, afishat averatan milachol betruma. In a Mishnah later on in our parak, we'll see that Rabbi Yehuda says that a woman has to do bedika even after she's finished eating truma. Sounds like it's going to affect truma retroactively. And we asked the question, who cares? She already ate it. So we solve it by saying it's only there to make sure she could eat. If she left something over, she could eat, could continue eating, which means it doesn't have lamafreya. Rav Huna matni lisof shirayim shebiyadeha. He says, no, it's really that you're going to burn anything that she may have in her hands if she finds dam, because it's real tame. Shabbat katzma kashir veset. If she did a bedika immediately, we'll see more about that at the end of the parak. So immediately that now it's not a safek, it's vadai that she was tmeya before, and now you burn it. Right, so that's not really a challenge. Toshma maseve asar Rebbe k'Rebbe Eliezer. And Rebbe Eliezer's position is that if a woman, any woman, misses three onot in a row, she's dayasha ata. Rebbe, in some particular case, ruled that way. Baharsh nizkar, and after he remembered something, Amar k'dayu Rebbe Lozar lismach ala b'shat adchak. We could rely on Rebbe Lozar in times of an exigency. Okay, Vavin and by in our discussion there, we said, my lachash nizkar, what did Rebbe remember? Ile malachash nizkar dein halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer, is that, did he remember that we don't rule like Rebbe Eliezer? Alek Rabbanan, shatat chakecha avid kavate. So how could he rule like him just because it's shatat chak? Ella de lo, what is lo nizkar? De lo it mar hilchata lo kamar velo kamar. He remembered that we hadn't yet had a ruling on it. The Kevan Shini's car, once he remembered the Lav Yachid Paligale, El Rabin Pligale, he remembered that it was Rabbi Loza versus Chachamim, not versus an individual like Rabbi Yeshua. So he realized Halacha should be like Chachamim, but since there was no affirmative decision on Markadahu Rabbi Loza, Lismach Halavishat Adchak. Good. That explains that story. But the upshot for our purposes is, Iyamar Bishlava Truma, if you agree that this Halacha affects Truma too, and I'm a Truma Merebi. In Rebbe's day, there was still Truma. There's still Truma today, sort of. Aliyat Mar Lakodesh, but if you're talking about Amar Lakodesh, the Kodesh Merebi Mehalve, Rebbe lives 150 years after the Chorban. What kind of Kodesh is there? So this seems to destroy Rav Huna's contention. The answer is, Kedeula, the Amar Ula Chavraya Medachin Begalila. The colleagues are careful to keep their wine and oil, Tahor, on the level of Kodesh up in the Galil. Meaning, well after the Chorban, Ula is after Rebbe by about three generations or four, they're still keeping that level of Taharach, and I'm a Rebbe, so in Rebbe's day, they were also keeping it on the level of Taharat HaKodesh. Okay. Toshma. Maaseh b'shivcha Toshma Gamliel shaita ufa kikarot shel truma. So there's a story about Rabban Gamliel, who, by the way, this is Rabban Gamliel HaZakein, who was baking loaves of truma. Between every one that she was working with, she did a bedika. She washed her hands, she did a bedika. Only after the last one, she checked and found herself tmeah. She asked Rabban Gamliel, all of them are tmeot. But I checked between each one. If that's the case, only the last one's tmeah and the rest are all tahor. Now, the upshot of that is Ktanimiya Kikarot Shel Truma. It says Truma. So you see this halacha affects Truma. The answer is my Truma, Trumat Lachme Toda. It doesn't mean Truma in the classic sense, but it means the Truma of the 40 loaves of Toda. Remember, I mentioned Rav Gamliel was during, this is Rav Gamliel as I can, during the time of the Mikdash. It's the one out of each 10 loaves that is raised up and given to the Kohen. Trumat Lachme Toda, Ba'ape, my bio. What's she doing? Ba'fia, my bio. What's she doing baking that where she is? That's something that you have all 40 and then they take up one or in the mikdash. The answer is there for Shina Belishayu. She separated already when needed. Since when can you do that? He has this very odd halacha in Menachot. If you were to take the Lachme Toda and bake them not as 40 but as four, one big matzah, one big revucha, etc., yetzah. In our discussion there, we said, but you need 40. The answer is the mitzvah. 40 is the mitzvah, but not ma'akev. You have to give truma from it. You think you're going to take a slice off of each one? The Torah says, meaning a full one. You can't make a slice. And our answer there is that when you were kneading it, you separated it. So you end up not with four, but with eight. One, and then one that's one-ninth its size of each of them. So that could be the case here. So again, we haven't disproven Rav Huna. Toshma, shuv ma'aseh b'shivcha shel Rabban Gamliel. We have another story with Rabban Gamliel shivcha. Shetagav pacha v'yot shel yayin. She was stopping up or sealing barrels of wine. V'en kol achad v'achad m'nichay yadav ma'im v'kudekat. Same thing. She would check between each one to make sure she was tahorah. Rachona Badkal Mitzah Tmeya. The last one she found herself Tmeya. Batal Shal Tom Gamliel. She has Gamliel. Vomala Kulan Tmeyot. They're all Tmeya Marlo. Halo Bidikai Tali Bin Kol Achad Vachad. I checked between each one. Amala Imkei Tmeya Vachulan Tor wrote. So he said, okay, only the last one's Tmeya. So again, Iyamar Bishlama Chadad Kodesh Vachadad Truma. If you agree that it extends to Truma, and therefore she asked one time about Kodesh, one time about Truma. Hainu Dahadra Shiloh, that's why she asked again. He might even be eating the Kodesh, but if it's all just about Kodesh, because Truma is not a problem, Lama Lola Mehadra the Shiloh. So why ask for Gamliel? Well, again, the same sort of question, just because one is bread and one is wine. The answer is, Maisha Shiloh, Bishte Shvachot Tavim, because it was two different Shvachot, it wasn't the same girl. Okay, Leishna Achrina Amrila. There's another version of Rav Huna's statement, which of course has animated everything we've done for the last bit. And he says, according to this version, that it's across the board. And what's his proof? Our first question now becomes support. It isn't mentioned in Chagiga as one of the 11 things where Kodesh is over Truma. But we have a version that you said it's only the Kodesh. So, what it means is that when you're doing chulin, if you're doing chulin on the level of kodesh, then it affects it. If you're doing chulin on the level of truma, then it doesn't. But real kodesh and real truma, all affected. Okay, tnanatam. Nolad la safek. This is a mishnah chala. Let's say safek tuma. Let's say there's a safek tuma that suddenly appears in around the dough. We don't know what that safek is. Anshelo gilgala. If it's before she actually rolled the dough. Te'asev et tumah, do the rest of it betumah, and there you go. Mishu gilgalav, if she had already started rolling it, te'asev et tahara, then it should be done betahara. We'll see why. Ad shelo gilgalav te'asev et tumah, because chulin, you know, it's all chulin, because nothing had yet been chayav, she hadn't rolled the dough yet. Umutar ligrom tumah lechulin, Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to make chulin tameh in Eretz Yisrael, there's no prohibition. Once she started rolling, why? Because now it's tevel, it have to have chala taken. And the position of that tana is that chulin that have chala in them are kachaladam, treated like chala. So you're not allowed to make chala tameh. So therefore, you have to do the rest of it. Batara. So tana, v'chalata tluya. The chala is talui, meaning that you don't burn it. Lo achlin v'lo surfein. Right, obviously, because you finished it off b'tahara, and there's kind of a safek there. Now, be'ezah safek amru, what kind of safek are we talking about? B'safek chala, my safek chala, what is that? Abai v'rabed amr tavayu, shalot tamar b'hochachot shaninu. Don't say it's a 50-50 safek. K'moshnei shvilin, like the famous thing of two paths, one's tahor, one's tameh, you walk the one, you don't know which one. Hatam chulin greater nami mitameh, even if it was chulin, it would be tameh. Ela b'nishan, we're talking about the very unlikely case of Nishan, none, Zav and Tahor Shayubor Prokimir Hamor. Let's say you have a Zav and a Tahor guy together unloading a donkey, Otoanin or loading a donkey. Bizman, Shmasan Kaved, when it's a heavy load, Tameh, the Tahor guy is now Tameh. But Masan Kal Tahor, if light, then he's Tahor. Why? Chulan Tomin Livna Knesset, for the regular people eat Truma, they're Tahor. For Chulin, that are done al Tahara. But Tmei and the Truma. The reason that with a heavy load is tameh is because he probably leaned on the zav. Now zav probably leaned on him. Now that's he says even that kind of small safek. Now v'chulin atful nachala kachala damu. Wait a second. The whole thing rested on the premise that if you have a chulin that have chala in them, it's like chala. V'atanya isha she tfulat yom. If a woman who went to the mikvah waiting for nightfall, lasha ta'isa, she can make dough. Separate chala without calling it that. Put it in a basket. Makefet and bring it close for korei l'shem and call it chala before she brings it close after she touched it and she doesn't have any touch on it. Neishu shlishi because after all she's a tful yom. It's now a shlishi. There's nothing wrong with that. Ushlishi tar b'chulin, which means that there's nothing tameh here. And then she calls it chala afterwards. She's not touching it. But if you say that chulin that have chala in them are already like chala, hatamitinu, the minute she touched it and separated chala, it's already tame. Because it's fully almost metame. It was post al chala. So Abaya calls shavada metame chulin, gazros feko mishum chulin atulin chala. He says this rule of chulin that have chala in them or treated like chala is only for things where if you were vadai tame, you'd be metame chulin. A tful yom is relatively low-level tumah, is not metame chulin. Therefore, the gzera does not extend to chulin atfulin l'chala. A 24-hour back nida who is metame chulin. And yet they weren't goes there because of that. That this rule only applies to chulin that are done al tarat kodesh. The answer is hatam no pticha b'hu truma. In that case, there was no truma in it. Hacha meaning the chulin shnasu pticha b'hu truma. But in the case of the challah, there really is some truma in there. V'baiteim ha'anach meit leit rabbanan. Meit leit we can't really prove from because that's the rabbanan, and therefore we treat it lighter. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the third Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer and the four women, in the next podcast. The interpreter should have a wonderful day.